Pastor Rick Warren says that every word Jesus spoke was important and has life-changing power. There are seven words in particular that Jesus spoke during his final hours on the cross that hold the keys for finding fulfillment in your life, relationships, and even your career. Thanks for joining us here today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called The Seven Greatest Words of Love. In a few moments, we're going to tell you about a wonderful resource called the Journey with Jesus Deluxe Gift Book that shows you the significance of the 15 stops Jesus made on the road to Calvary. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Word of Forgiveness.
James 5:16. Admit your faults to one another, doesn't say to God, to one another, and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Circle the word healed. Now, let me explain this. If you want to be forgiven for the stuff you've done wrong, all you need to do is tell God. But if you want to be healed of the negative emotions, you need to tell one other person. Say it again. If all you do is want to be forgiven, you just need to tell God. But you'll still be haunted by your own emotions. If you want to be set free, you need to tell one other person. Write it down and tell one other person. Jesus says, or the Bible says, confess your faults one to another, pray for each other, that you may be healed. How many times have I said this? Revealing your feeling is the beginning of healing. Revealing your feeling is the beginning of healing. You say, I don't want to do that. Then you want to carry the guilt the rest of your life. Fine. And you can take it out on your, if you don't talk it out, you're going to take it out on your body. And when you swallow your negative emotions, your stomach keeps score. People say, oh, my aching back. Oh, my aching neck. Oh, my aching stomach. Wonder where that's at. I said, well, maybe it's because what's eating you. God says, admit your faults to each other that you may be healed. Now, why do I need to drag one other person into this? I'll tell you why. And get this. It's simple to say, but it's profound in its meaning. The root of all our problems are relational. You say, no, this is just between me and God. No, it wasn't. The root of all our problems are relational. You are reacting still to relationships in your life that you didn't like. Today, you're still reacting to relationships you didn't like. And those relationships may have been a long, long time ago, but they're still pushing you in a direction that you don't want to go. And as your pastor who loves you and care for you, I'm telling you that the root of your problem is relational. And we're all dishonest with each other, and we play games, and we wear masks, and we pretend. Write this down. Here's another one to write down. We've talked about this before. I'm only as sick as my secrets. I'm only as sick as my secrets. Secrets make us sicker. And we hold them on. The way we get healed, revealing your feeling is the beginning of healing. The more you hide it, the more you hurt. The more you hide it, the more you hurt. And because we are not honest with each other. We're not only not honest with God, we're not honest with each other. We're dishonest. We play games, we wear masks, we pretend we have it all together. It isolates us from each other. It causes fear, prevents intimacy, creates insecurity. If they really knew me, they'd reject me. Everybody needs at least one person in their life they can be totally honest with. It's God's way of freeing us. That's why you need a small group. You're most likely to find that person in a small group. So I admit it, I accept responsibility, and there are only three steps to getting rid of guilt. Here's the third one, ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness. There are so many promises in the Bible about forgiveness if you'll take these three steps. 1 John 1:9 is the most famous one. If we admit, if we freely admit that we have sinned, we find God utterly reliable. Notice it doesn't say, if we freely admit we've sinned, we find God utterly punishing, utterly mad, utterly angry. It doesn't say that. It says, when we admit to God we've sinned, that makes God happy, not sad. A lot of people think, well, if I admit to God, God's gonna be mad at me, as if he doesn't already know. No, he knows, he just wants you to admit that you know and you recognize that was wrong, what I did. Please put the verse back up there again. If we freely admit that we have sinned, we find God utterly reliable. He forgives your sins and he makes us thoroughly clean from all that is evil. So I ask for forgiveness. Now there's even a right way to ask for forgiveness and there's a wrong way. Let me tell you the wrong way to ask for forgiveness. First, don't beg. Oh God, please, 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 pretty please with sugar on it, cherry on top. Oh God, please, 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 please. Like God is unwilling to forgive you? No, he's more willing to forgive you than you are willing to admit it. God is more willing to forgive you than you're willing to admit it. You don't have to bribe or bargain or beg God. You don't bribe and say, God, if you'll forgive me, then I'll do this good work. You don't bargain. God, if you forgive me, I'll never do it again. God said, yeah, you're right. You'll be back there in another day or so. Forgiveness does not change the future. It clears up the past. That's another episode we need to deal with later on in this series. But you don't beg, you don't need to. God wants to forgive you. You don't bargain, I'll never do it again. You don't bribe, well, God, I promise I'll tithe 20%. No, just ask. Romans 3, 23 and 24 says this. All of us have sinned, duh. Yet God declares us not guilty if we trust in Jesus Christ, who in his mercy freely, circle the word freely, freely, you don't have to bargain, bribe, beg, freely takes away all our sins. Now, notice it says, if you just trust, if we just trust in Jesus Christ. You say, but Rick, you don't know what I've done. It doesn't matter what you've done. I don't need to know what you've done. I could tell you this, what matters is what Jesus has done for you. That's what the cross is all about. We said that when we look at the cross, Jesus hangs on the cross, and the first thing he says is, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. So the first message of good news, the first word of love from the cross is the word of forgiveness. And when you come to God humbly, honestly, admitting, accepting, and asking, God says, Father, forgive them. They don't know, Jesus says, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. He comes, his immediate response is forgiveness. Now, you may be saying, you know, I've done that, Rick. I've asked God over and over and over to forgive me, but I don't feel forgiven. Well, let me just say a couple things. You don't have to ask over and over and over and over and over. When you ask over and over and over, you're acting like God didn't hear you the first time. When you ask over and over and over, you're saying, I don't really believe you forgave me. That's a sin. I don't really believe you forgave me, so I'm gonna ask again. Because I haven't forgiven myself, I'm gonna ask again. The problem isn't God. The problem is you haven't confessed it to another person and let it go. That's false guilt from Satan. Now let me explain how this works. Before I commit a sin, Satan minimizes it. It's no big deal, it's no big deal. Go ahead and do it, everybody does it. It's no big deal, go ahead and do it. That's minimizing. The moment I do it, Satan changes strategies and he maximizes it. That is so big, you will never have the blessing of God in your life again. See how he works? It's the exact opposite. Before you do it, it's no big deal. After you do it, you stupid pervert, you nutty sinner, you wild, evil, wicked, mean, bad, nasty person. And he just maximizes it afterwards. If you keep asking over and over, that's a lack of faith. You don't really believe God forgave you. Now, the reason you don't feel forgiven is because A, you haven't done all three steps, and B, you don't really believe you're forgiven. Write these four words down. I'll just give them to you. Number one, he forgives instantly. Instantly. You don't have to suffer a little while first. He never makes you wait. He doesn't say, I'll think about it. The moment you ask, zero delay. Should a believer ever feel guilty for sin? Yeah, about 10 seconds. That's about how long it takes to confess and receive forgiveness from God.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Every year at Easter, we remember Jesus' sacrifice for us and celebrate his resurrection. Some Christians are able to travel to Jerusalem to walk the path that Jesus took on his way to the cross. It's called the Via Dolorosa, which translates to the Way of Suffering. Since you may not be able to travel to Jerusalem, Pastor Rick created a unique resource called Journey with Jesus that will give you a way to celebrate, reflect, and pray about what Jesus did for you on the cross. Journey with Jesus is a deluxe hardcover gift edition book with high-quality glossy pages and includes photos of commissioned mosaic tile artwork that represent each stop Jesus made on his path to Calvary. This is a great gift book to keep and study time and time again. And it would make a great gift for your family and friends too. We'll send you our Journey with Jesus deluxe gift book when you donate to Daily Hope this month. It's because of the generosity of people like you that we're able to share the certain hope of Jesus around the world. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this amazing study tool. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Now, the reason you don't feel forgiven is because A, you haven't done all three steps, and B, you don't really believe you're forgiven. Write these four words down. I'll just give them to you. Number one, he forgives instantly. Instantly. You don't have to suffer a little while first. He never makes you wait. He doesn't say, I'll think about it. The moment you ask, zero delay. Should a believer ever feel guilty for sin? Yeah, about 10 seconds. That's about how long it takes to confess and receive forgiveness from God. The myth is that feeling guilty makes me a better person. It does not. Feeling guilty does not make you a better person. God doesn't want you walking around in guilt. It just makes you miserable. It's unnecessary for holiness. Number two, God forgives completely. He forgives completely. He's not just quick and merciful to forgive. When Jesus died for your sins, which ones did he include on the cross? Every one of them. Even the ones you haven't committed yet have already been paid for on the cross. He died for all of them. And when he said, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing, it included everything you ever have and ever will do wrong. Jesus nailed himself to a cross so you can stop nailing yourself to a cross. Colossians 2, he has forgiven all your sins, circle all. He has utterly wiped out, circle that, the evidence of broken commandments, which always hung over our heads. He has completely, circle that, completely annulled it by nailing it to the cross. It is a super stain remover. Completely annulled. What does that mean? It means as if it never happened. How long do you remember a paid bill? You don't. And if God forgives, and not only forgives, but forgets sin, shouldn't you? The problem is if you don't understand complete forgiveness, every time something bad happens in your life, you're gonna think, God's punishing me for what I did. He doesn't work that way. He doesn't work that way. Number three, God forgives repeatedly. God forgives repeatedly. Have you ever committed the same sin more than once? Yes. Then do you feel embarrassed to ask for forgiveness again the next time? Yeah. You go, oh, I can't come back to God on this one. I just confessed it 5 minutes ago. God does not get bored with your confessions. It is God's nature to be forgiven. Hebrews 7:25, Christ is always interceding on our behalf. He forgives repeatedly, over and over and over. He doesn't get embarrassed. You don't need to. And number four, God forgives freely. You don't earn it. You don't deserve it. It's a gift of God's grace. Because you are human, forgiveness is your greatest need. And because Christ died for you, forgiveness is God's greatest gift. So let me just say this. Have you been haunted by secret sin? You can be set free. Now the Bible says, last verse on your outline, Psalm 32, 1 and 2, what happiness for those whose guilt has been forgiven, and what relief for those whom God has cleared the record. God wants to give you happiness, and God wants to give you relief from the guilt that you felt over the things done wrong in your life. If you have not believed in Jesus Christ, you have not put your trust in him to be the savior of the world. If you don't let Jesus pay for your sins, listen, you're gonna have to pay for them. Somebody has to pay for your sins. Either you or Jesus. Somebody's gotta pay for your sins. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, and Jesus died on the cross for you. That's how much God loves you. That's God's grace. That's God's mercy. And so we're gonna pray a prayer together. And if you've never settled this issue, I want you to do it right now. I want you to accept, admit, and ask so you can be free from guilt till you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and as your Lord. You don't have to beat yourself up anymore. You don't have to belittle yourself anymore. Some people, when they blow it, they just do it more. And some people, when they blow it and they sin, they just go into depression and feel bad about themselves. And some people, when they blow it, try to become super saints and overcome, and they become perfectionists and legalists and phonies and Pharisees, and they go around judging everybody else, because if I don't feel good about me, I certainly don't want you feeling good about you. When you find someone who's high control, it's because they feel their life is out of control. When you find someone who's highly judgmental, it's because they are judging themselves. When you find somebody who's ungracious all the time, it's because they don't really feel God's grace in their life. When you really feel the grace of God and you feel how much slack God has cut you, you're gonna cut everybody else a lot of slack. You're gonna stop being the perfectionist, thinking you're better than everybody else. One of those three, we all take different paths in dealing with our unresolved guilt and our unresolved reactions to relationships. As I said, it's always relational, the root of everything. So I want us to pause right now and bow in prayer. Would you bow your head with me? Father, I know that without a doubt there are people here listening and even listening online that are suffering under an immense load of guilt and shame and regret. And for some people, it's been eating away at them for years. Let this be the day of their release. Let this be the day of their relief. Let this be the day of their freedom that comes with your forgiveness. Now I want to invite you to pray the steps that I've just taught you, the steps for forgiveness. And if you've never accepted Christ, the steps of salvation, I want you to say something like this in your mind. Just say it to God. Dear God, in your mind, just say, you know everything about me. You know everything that I'm ashamed of. You know my regrets, my sins. You know my mistakes. You know my habits. You know my actions and the attitudes that I feel guilty over. Today, Jesus Christ, I again admit that I need your forgiveness. I agree with you that I've done wrong, that I have sinned. And many times I've done what I wanted to do rather than the right thing. But I not only admit it, I accept responsibility for it. And I'm not gonna blame anybody else in my life. I'm not gonna make excuses. I'm going to own up to what's wrong in me, in my life. I want to change. I want to go your way. I repent. I want to follow you and I want to trust you completely. Jesus Christ, thank you for what you did and what you said on the cross. Thank you for saying, Father, forgive them. I believe that. I ask you to forgive me for even the things that I don't know about. Take away all my guilt. I thank you for paying for my sins on the cross so I could be forgiven. And now in faith, I do accept your gift of forgiveness and salvation. Thank you for forgiving me instantly and completely. And yes, God, thank you that you forgive me repeatedly. And most of all, I thank you that you forgive me freely. Please help me to feel forgiven and to forgive myself and to forgive everybody else around me. And with her head still bowed, if you sincerely prayed that prayer, then I want to say to you, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. And if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, as Jesus made his way to Calvary, on the road called Via Dolorosa, which translates to the way of suffering, there were 15 stops he made along the way, which hold tremendous significance for every Christian. Since many of us may not be able to travel to Jerusalem to visit this place, Pastor Rick has created a beautifully illustrated book called Journey with Jesus. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Every year, Christians from all over the world remember the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ by traveling to Jerusalem, where they walk the path that Jesus took on the way to the cross. So I've created a brand new one-of-a-kind resource that will take you through the 15 stops that the Bible tells us Jesus took on the road to Calvary and his death on the cross. Journey with Jesus is a deluxe hardcover gift edition book that's illustrated with really beautiful photos, high-quality glossy photos of mosaic tile artwork that reflect each of the stops that Jesus made on his journey to the cross. You're not ever going to forget this gift. It's a great gift book to keep and to study over and over again, and it'd make a great gift for your family and your friends, too. This gift book is available when you donate to Daily Hope this month.
We'll send you Journey with Jesus as our way of saying thanks when you support this ministry with a financial gift. You'll want to get extra copies to give as gifts to your friends and family members. This one-of-a-kind resource is available only through Daily Hope. Quantities are limited, so be sure to get yours today. Just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program has been sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.